Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a low-end pressure blueprint for an amen-based drum and bass serenation in Ableton Live 12, using an automation-first workflow. And just to be clear, this is not about making the bass bigger in some generic way. We're aiming for that tight, dangerous, DJ-friendly pressure where the amen, the sob, and the resolve feel like they're part of one living machine. This is the kind of section you hear in a main drop, a second drop serenation, or switch-up moment where the energy needs to evolve without losing the floor. Think rollers with menace, jungle tension, neuro-leaning movement, or darker halftime style contrast inside a 174 BPM framework. The big idea here is simple. In advanced DNB, heaviness comes from automation discipline. Static sounds rarely do the job. The best sections breathe through controlled movement, selective drum emphasis, careful saturation, and phrase-based effects that keep the drop alive without cluttering it up. So let's build a 16-bar pressure loop that can function as a drop, a switch, or a core arrangement section. First, set your tempo to 174 BPM and work in arrangement view right away. That's important. We want phrase logic from the start, not endless clip looping. Make a 16-bar loop and place markers or locators at bar 1 and bar 9 so you can think in two halves. The first 8 bars is the foundation, and the second 8 bars is the varination or switch. Create 4 groups: drums, bass, effects, and atmos. That simple structure will keep the low end organized and make your automation easier to manage later. If you have a reference track, bring one in now. Listen for how the low end behaves, how dense the break is, how wide the mids feel, and how much changes every 4 or 8 bars. That reference isn't there to copy. It's there to calibrate your sense of pressure. Now let's build the sub. Create a MIDI track called Sub and Load Operator or Waveatable. Use a clean sine or near sine tone. Keep it mono, simple, and stable. That means no stereo, no widening, no fancy layering at the stage, and no long tails that smear the groove. Set the synth to mono, and if you want a tiny bit of glide, keep it subtle. Something like 20 to 60 milliseconds. That can help notes connect without turning into a blur. Use a fast attack and a medium short release so the notes stop cleanly. For the note pattern, think support, not competition. The sub should lock with the kick and snare energy, not fight the amen. Short notes on strong hits work well. Leave some spaces. A little call and response goes a long way. You can move around the root, fifth, octave and use the occasional chromatic approach note, but keep the line disciplined. And here's a very important check. Put utility on the sub and set width to 0%. The sub must stay dead center. If it feels weak, don't widen it. Strengthen the note choices. Tighten the rhythm or add harmonics in the mid-bass instead. Next, build the mid-bass or Reese layer. Create another MIDI track called Bass Mid and use Waveatable, Analog, or any similar synth. That can give you a controlled detune texture. You want movement, but not a giant wide smear. This is your pressure source in the mid-range. A good starting point is 2 detuned saws or a saw and square blend, with unison kept low, maybe 2 to 4 voices max. Keep detune controlled. Then low pass it somewhere in the 120 to 300 Hz range depending on how much top you want to leave in. After the synth, add saturator and push it lightly, maybe 2 to 6 dB of drive. Then add auto filter so you can automate motion across the phrase. Before you write the full line, decide what you want to automate. The key targets are cutoff, resonance, saturation drive, and possibly filter movement if you're using Waveatable modulation. Don't wait until the end to think about automation. In this style, the automation is part of the arrangement. Write the bass rhythm so it works with the amen. Let some notes answer the snare. Leave holes for ghost notes. Use short, punchy notes in the first half of the bar, and then allow a few notes to stretch in the second half so the low end feels like it's holding pressure rather than just bouncing. If you want a more advanced workflow, split the bass into 2 separate rolls, a clean sub layer and a mid layer with movement. You can do that with separate instrument tracks or with an auto effect rack. That separation makes it much easier to keep the bottom clean while still getting aggression in the mids. Now let's turn to the amen break. Drag in a strong amen and treat it like a performance element, not a static loop. In Ableton Live 12, you can slice it to a MIDI track or manually edit the auto. Either way, don't just repeat the same 2 bars over and over. Build a version that feels played. Use the core kick and snare from the amen, then add selective ghost notes, a few alternate hats, and at least 1 break fill every 4 or 8 bars. This is where the groove starts to feel alive. A real DNB section often sounds like the break is reacting to the bass, not sitting on top of it. Use clip envelopes or automation to shape the amen with auto filter, drum bus, micro fades, and occasional reverb throws on snare hits or break accents. You don't need to crush the break. In fact, too much processing can kill the bite. A good starting point is subtle drum bus drive, maybe 5 to 15%, and a little crunch if you want edge. If the break starts losing its snap, back off. Think about the amen as a live performer in the mix. The bass hits, the break answers, the break moves, the bass holds. That call and response is a huge part of the jungle and dark rollers feel. Now we need to glue the low end together without turning it into a blur. Keep your tracks separated, but route them thoughtfully. The drums group can have drum bus and EQ 8 to clean up rumble below roughly 25 to 38Z. Use compression only if the break really needs cohesion. Don't overdo it. On the bass mid, use EQ 8 to carve out space below the sub lane, usually somewhere around 90 to 140Hz depending on your material. If the bass has a harsh bark, tame the 2.5 to 5kHz region a bit. You can also use saturator or roar for density, but be careful. Use them like seasoning, not like a blanket of fuzz. This is a good moment to remember an important rule. In DNB, separation with coordination is what makes the low end feel powerful. One giant compressed blob usually sounds smaller than clean, disciplined layers working together. Now comes the core of the lesson. Automation first evolution. Map out the 16 bars before you start adding extra sounds. For bars 1 to 4, keep the bass filter a little closed and the movement restrained. Let the listener lock into the groove. For bars 5 to 8, open the cutoff a bit and increase saturation slightly. For bars 9 to 12, add resonance or a more vocal, formant-like movement if you want tension. Then for bars 13 to 16, pull the filter back and hit a final lift, fill, or transition. Automate small, consistent changes instead of massive dramatic sweeps. That's one of the most important advanced tips here. A few dB of drive, a moderate cutoff move, or a subtle width change on the mid-bass can completely change the emotional contour of the loop without making it sound cheesy. And remember, only widen the mid-bass, never the sub. If you do automate width, keep it modest, maybe 0 to 40% max, and only for the mid layer. The low end has to stay anchored. Now create the FX section. This is not decoration. FX should push the arrangement forward. Add a filtered noise rise from bar 7 into bar 9. Do a snare reverb throw into bar 8 or bar 16. Use a reverse crash or swell before the switch up. You can also use echo for short throws, reverb for tension spaces, or spectral time if you want something weird and ghostly, but keep it sparing. A good rule is to keep FX out of the subzone. If the transition gets muddy, high pass it aggressively. Let FX live above 200 to 400 Hz so the bottom stays clean and the pressure stays focused. Now for the variation section, usually bars 9 to 12 or 13 to 16 depending on how you want the loop to turn over. This should be a variation, not a reset. The listener should feel the same world, just from a different angle. You can remove one subnote every two bars to create negative space. You can swap one snare hit for chopped amen fill. You can automate the bass filter so it opens only on the last beat of the bar. You can add a ghost kick or a snare pickup. You can simplify the Reese rhythm and then bring the motion back later. That's the kind of arrangement logic that makes a DNB section feel alive. You're not just stacking more stuff. You're controlling energy contours. A really useful concept here is contrast by restraint. If the drums get busier, let the bass stay simpler for that bar. If the bass gets more animated, let the amen breathe a little. That balance is what keeps the groove hard without becoming messy. Now do a reality check in mono. Put utility on your master or monitoring chain and switch to mono periodically. Ask yourself, does the sub stay firm? Does the kick still punch? Does the Reese collapse in a bad way? Does the MN still keep its timing cues? If anything feels cloudy, use EQ8 to make space. Remove unnecessary sub-rumble below 38Z. Make sure the bass mid isn't masking snare body around 180 to 250Hz. Tame harshness if the break is biting too hard around 3 to 6kHz. And one more advanced tip. Listen very quietly for a pass. If the groove and the pressure still read at low volume, the mix is usually doing the right thing. That's a huge sign that your low end is structured well. Let's talk about some common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the sub too wide or too busy. Keep it mono and simple. Don't automate too many things at once. Choose 2 to 4 important automation lanes per section. Focused movement sounds intentional. Don't overprocess the amen. If it loses transient shape, back off the drum bus, reduce compression, or soften the reverb. Don't let the kick and bass live in the same band without a plan. Carve space, simplify rhythms, and avoid stacking too much low-mid energy. And don't treat the loop like a finished arrangement. Build change points every 4 and 8 bars so the track can actually move. If you want to push this into darker, heavier territory, automate the reese's saturation more than its volume. That gives the impression of rising aggression without wrecking the balance. You can also add subtle pitch movement or filter drift on the mid-bass only, while the sub remains locked. That creates a worn, unstable texture that works really well for neurojungle pressure. Another strong move is to resample your bass automation. If you create a wild filter sweep or a distortion rise, print it to audio and chop it into the arrangement. That gives you custom transition material and save CPU. You can also build a return chain with echo, high-pass EQ, and a little saturation. Send only selected snares, fills, or bass notes to it. That creates a repeatable special effect space without washing the whole track.